This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Vincent.
And Jonathan.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. The big news on what seems like everybody's mind today, at least in the United States, is, of course, the inauguration.
It's the biggest news
of Donald Trump. I mean, it was, people were talking about it today. We went out, Renee and Cody and I went out for some lunch, and you know, the people at the next table were talking about it. The waitress had comments. She was pretty upset about it, and some people are really upset, including this producer from the moment when Donald Trump was inaugurated.
Another signal that for all of that resistance, for all of that opposition, Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
Have you seen that
video? Yeah, I have. It's hard to hear what he's saying and everybody's just screaming no.
It's a, I believe this is a woman.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Very hard to tell what it is.
It's some lady who, or some person who is at the inauguration of Trump. It seems pretty clear what she's saying there. She's just screaming no at the top of her lungs.
I mean,
and it's so funny because the camera like pulls back. And it's like it was very kind of cinematic, right, as she's screaming
like
in the air.
Yeah. Con!
What does she expect? She goes to the inauguration. What's she thinking? Like, oh, there's a 50-50 chance Donald Trump will be, you know, inaugurated as president. You know, oh, no, I was wrong. Like, what the hell was she thinking?
And the, you know, obviously we're on the radio, so, you know, I'm going to have to post this on our Facebook and Twitter so you can actually see the faces that she's making as she's listening to the announcer talk about how Donald Trump is you know, the new president of the United States. So are the most pained faces, right, that you can possibly imagine. She is seriously having a bad time.
It's, I mean, the just the lunacy this time around from the left is just, it's just stunning to me. It's very stunning, you know, what's going on right now, you know, and the turn towards socialism from, you know, the average lefty, and just this thought stopping that's just going on en masse.
When you say thought stopping,
it seems like, you know, when you talk to a lot of people on the left, you know, that the a lot of what has been said about why Trump won, right, is because the left refused to have a conversation about the issues with, you know, the average person who was being ignored by the Obama administration and by, you know, like the sort of, you know, poorer middle America. And that the reason this happened is because the people on the left, the more, you know, the further left liberals, I guess, sort of refused to acknowledge those people and have a conversation on those issues.
Well, how about also alienating their own party?
Right, they're alienating people in their own party.
With Hillary Clinton stealing the nomination from Bernie Sanders, right, you better believe a lot of those people didn't show up for Hillary.
Well, and according to what I've watched recently, that was just straight-up election fraud.
Yeah.
That there was hacking going on. You know, talk about Russian hackers influencing the election. No. Actual hacking was going on to steal the election from Bernie Sanders, apparently.
At the bare minimum, she was cheating. I mean, that much was...
And that sentiment still being fought. When I was on my way here, you know, there was an anti-Trump protest, and one of these guys, you know...
It was still going when you came here?
No, sorry. It was finished. But,
okay, because you had told me this afternoon that there was one on the college campus.
I misspoke. So
I know that I think that was the one that started in Central Square, right in the heart of downtown Keene, where we're doing the show from. Apparently over 100 people, according to one of the observers, said they actually marched from Central Square all the way down Main Street to your college, and that's where you saw them a couple hours later.
Yeah, okay, excuse me. Yeah, that was it. And one of the signs that I saw that actually really spoke to me was, we rejected a socialist and got a fascist instead, and I'm assuming when he says socialist, he means Bernie Sanders.
Probably. But who knows?
So, here you go. Big news. You know, Donald Trump, now the 45th president of the United States. You guys both watched what I heard was a 20-minute inauguration speech. Johnson, you're laughing already.
I was just having an internal monologue with myself, like, about, Bernie, and just thinking to myself, like, about hackers and, you know, the... You know, saying the hacking of, you know, the election was hacked for Trump by Russians, and, you know, if there was voter fraud going on with Bernie Sanders, and I was just thinking that, you know, Bernie Sanders being a socialist, that I might not have a problem because it's the Soviet Socialist Republic, you know, like, I don't know, like, you know. You know, like, Russians are my people, you know, like,
Russians.
I'm laughing stupidly to myself over here.
It's been a crazy election, no doubt about it. Vincent, you're the Trump fan here in the room. You actually voted for him.
Yeah.
I mean, big day. You feeling vindicated? You feeling any different from yesterday?
I wouldn't say different from yesterday. Like, when I got back home last night and, you know, I just was relaxing about to go to bed, I just realized to myself, I'm like, wow, thinking back to, geez, Obama was elected when I came to New Hampshire, and I thought to myself, wow, after 8 years, today is Obama's last day in office. So I had a little smile on my face thinking about that. But, you know, I felt more emotion on the evening.
You were 10 years old when Obama took office.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about that. And, you know, like, everyone complaining, saying, oh, these next 4 years are going to be awful. Like, thinking back, maybe it's because I was younger and time moves differently. But, you know, I wasn't totally that bad with Obama. But maybe that's because I had parents providing literally everything for me.
We were getting hope and change.
Well, exactly. Yes. I wasn't as emotional as I felt on the eve that he won. You know,
oh, really?
We were doing a show.
It settled in kind of at that point.
Like, I was somewhat worried because I listened to so much Alex Jones, and I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be a false flag.
You know, it occurred to me though, actually, today with this inauguration, that Obama did deliver on a promise.
Which one?
Change.
Meaning changing from Obama
to
Trump.
We got a lot of change with Trump being in office now. We definitely, no matter what, I don't think that, you know, as far as I'm concerned with Trump, you know, it's like, okay, I feel like obviously the president doesn't have as much power as a lot of people think. But still, I think that this, one thing that I think is going to be true of this presidency is it's going to be very different than any presidency that I've experienced in my lifetime. Because I think finally we don't have a career politician, and I think there's going to be a lot. Because he has pissed off so many Republicans and so many Democrats. I mean, there's not a lot of people in government, I think, that like him. So it's going to be very interesting, like, to have a president that's either going to start calling out individual politicians. I think that's what he's going to have to do strategically, is say, this person did this, and just start outing all the secrecy of Washington, right? Wow. All the backroom deals. I think the only way he's going to be able to get anything done is to by outing people personally using Twitter or whatever, right? Like he has with other things.
Okay.
To get anything done. Or he's going to have to... Or he's just not going to get anything done because it's just going to be like, you know, everybody's going to come against him, and he's just going to be the most powerless president in history because everyone hates him. And he's just going to be in for a completely rude awakening about what he can actually accomplish in that office because no one's going to work with him. So it's going to be one or the other, I think, of those two things. Either he's going to be very effective and call these people out personally, and people are going to turn against and side with the president, you know, side with him as president, and he's going to have a lot of power through completely abnormal channels by exposing people through the internet and social media and using social media to gain power and influence in politics, which will be different than ever before.
That's true.
Or he's just going to be completely ineffectual and powerless.
And it's already happening, too, with Paul Ryan. When Trump announces anti-lobbying regulations, Paul Ryan immediately came out and was like, oh, that's totally ridiculous. You can't do that. Washington lobbyists do so many great things, like taking care of kids in hospitals. And like,
what?
What?
And so I feel like, you know, Trump can just be like, now, this Paul Ryan, he needs to get with the program, or he's going to be, you know, like a loser. You know, I don't know.
Loser
like, what
Paul.
It'll do, you know, like,
it would be
Paul.
Interesting to continue his same attitude, his same demeanor right. throughout. Because, you know, obviously some people are saying, is he going to change? You know,
right.
is he going to change now that he is in the office? And some are saying he his speech here indicates that he's not.
Right.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I like the idea of somebody up there calling these politicians for what they are. But we'll see.
What's his favorite food? Broccoli, jelly beans?
Yeah, good question. We're coming up here in moments here. And boxers or briefs? It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. Inauguration Day. We've got more to say on the Trump inauguration, which happened, about noontime today?
Yeah, I woke up around like 12:30 and caught the end of it.
Vincent, Johnson, Ian, all in the studio here tonight. We're live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up anything that you want. Your predictions for the Trump presidency, is it going to be as you expected from the way he was campaigning, or is he going to change his tune? Is he going to become more establishment? That was my prediction. My prediction was, you know, this guy is the establishment. He just doesn't want you to think that he is. But, you know, I could be wrong. I guess we will find out. One thing's for sure, and I agree with you, Johnson, he is different. I mean, at the very least, he appears to be different in the way that he speaks, in his demeanor, in his attitude, and to some extent, that's a little bit refreshing. By no means do I think that D.C. is going to significantly change in any manner.
I was very shocked today in his inaugural speech that these words were even chosen to appear. That Trump said that this election was giving power back to the people. That essentially
sounds like BS to me.
It sounds like BS, but it was why even bother with that kind of BS?
Why pander at this point?
Yeah, why bother pandering at this point? Yeah, it just was very interesting to hear that kind of thing appearing in an inaugural speech and talking about the devastation. There was a particular phrase that was used into like the ruination or whatever or something of America right now, and just talking about the fact that greedy politicians and that politicians in general have been ruining America. I mean, it was just it was shocking to me because it was like the most libertarian thing I've ever heard out of any kind of politician ever. You know, like any kind of like mainstream politician. I was a little stunned.
Is it possible Donald Trump is more libertarian than Gary Johnson?
I don't know. Like, he's also very pro cop and pro authority. So
he is.
You know.
I'd say probably, in my opinion, just because
there's an argument.
I'd say probably not.
I don't know. There's an argument that I think can be made about that because Gary Johnson was so poor.
Right.
He's such a bad libertarian. It's not hard for anybody else to be better than him. So anyway, you can call in. You can comment on whatever's on your mind. Our toll free number is 855-450.
Doesn't even know what Aleppo is.
If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. And if there's something they don't have that you want, you can have them custom make stickers for you. libertystickers.com. Speaking of Trump's love for the police, disturbing story over at photographyisnotacrime.com, one of my favorite websites. This was by Carlos Miller, the founder of the site. He writes, "It didn't take long for Donald J. Trump to replace the civil rights page on the White House website with one vowing to end the, quote, dangerous anti-police atmosphere in America, unquote. So in that regard, he is at least sticking to his campaign promise to give police more authority, including implementing a national stop-and-frisk policy, even though a federal court ruled that practice unconstitutional in 2013. But do police need any more authority than they already have? The voters obviously believe so, including the thousands of cops who voted for him, salivating at the thought of receiving more authority. The page is titled, quote, Standing Up for Our Law Enforcement Community, unquote, and states the following. So this is right from the White House brand new website. As soon as Trump got up there and was, you know, being sworn in, he already had people updating the White House website, which is very interesting.
And the Stanford Prison Experiment continues and spreads throughout America.
One of the fundamental rights, this is from the website, one of the fundamental rights of every American is to live in a safe community. I don't think that's true. Your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that doesn't include safety. Usually in order to have liberty, there has to be some risk involved in that. And so if you want liberty, you have to accept that there's a chance something bad might happen. If you want total safety and security, well, I've been in jail before, and it was a pretty safe and secure place. I mean, you're locked up, you know, many hours of the day. If you are in severe danger, they'll put you in solitary confinement. Yeah. Nobody can reach you in there. So, you know, that's true safety.
It might be a little warm, but there are these, like, little metal boxes that Joe Arpaio puts people in out in the desert in Arizona, you know, like.
That's right. Yep. Tent City, as it's called. So, he says here, Trump administration will empower our law enforcement officers to do their jobs and keep our streets free of crime and violence. The Trump administration will be a law and order administration. As though Barack Obama was somehow not a law and order administration, as though there weren't street protests during the Obama administration with people getting, you know, the truncheoned by the police. I mean, those things all happened. And we saw some more of it today. I saw some of the footage with people, like, knocking over trash cans, breaking windows.
Well, this is why I say that thought-stopping thing. It's like the left is just shut down mentally. Like, not even considering, you know, the realities of what was going on. Like, oh, you're a big fan of Obama? Well, can you name any of the five countries? Like, just give me five names of countries that he's bombed. You know, like, just name five.
Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, did he do some Somalian
Libya,
bombing?
Libya, definitely.
I think there was some Somalian bombs that dropped during his administration.
Okay, there's five. There's two more if you wanted to go for a bonus.
Give me some more. I don't know them all.
I don't know them all either. Okay. I'm just saying.
You just know that there are two more.
Yeah, he didn't personally bomb it. Right. He ordered people to bomb it.
Yeah. And in the very last, one of his very last acts as president, he ordered bombing in Libya. You know, like, very, very last, it's like, personally, he did order. And, you know,
a few goodbye bombs
is that,
just for kicks.
But what I'm saying is that they don't, there's so many people that just don't even acknowledge it. It's like, this is the first president in United States history wherein we have been, the United States of America, the government thereof, has been in a state of war for every single day of 8 years of this president, this past president, now I guess I can say, his term in office.
Trump did promise during his campaign to be, it was afterwards. Anyway, he said there would be a new era of peace for the United States. But then at the same time, he also said he was going to persecute ISIS.
Yeah,
so
he's also said, yeah, we're going to eradicate them from the planet, is what he said in his inaugural address.
Yeah.
And he's also said in the past that, you know, first of all, now Gitmo is not closing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, there are some very bad guys out there, and we're going to fill it up, I can tell you that.
He said that during the
not
address?
Not during his inaugural address, but he has said that he will fill up Guantanamo.
So, that's back to the whole law and order thing right here. President Trump...
Well, if you really believed in law and order, you wouldn't believe that we need extrajudicial or extraterritorial prisons.
Great point.
You know, to house prisoners because...
And extrajudicial, because there's no process.
Right.
You know, you just get dumped in there.
Right.
Good luck.
Yeah. It's complete... Gitmo is, in fact, the opposite of law and order.
Correct.
It's completely ignoring law and order.
President Trump will honor our men and women in uniform, says the White House website, and will support their mission of protecting the public. The dangerous anti-police atmosphere in America is wrong. The Trump administration will end it. We'll talk more about their plan here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on the upcoming 4 years or whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Also, Skype in at lrn.fm.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free and join us right here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight here, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Johnson.
As we continue talking about Trump. Everybody's talking about Trump today, whether they're elated or they are super pissed. There's a huge range of responses from folks, and you're certainly welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Some funny videos coming out of the inauguration. There's one video that claims Bill Clinton was checking out, was it Ivanka?
I did not see this.
The video doesn't back up the claim. It shows Bill Clinton, like, staring over at somebody, and then, but the camera doesn't pan over, so you can't see for sure who it is he's looking at. The claim on the video is that he's looking at Trump's wife, and Hillary is like, she notices after a while that he's staring, and she just starts staring at him until he kind of looks over at Hillary, and then he looks back over there, and it's just, like, incorrigible, right? Like, you can't stop this dog in heat.
He's done that at debates and stuff, and my dad's done that, too. My mom will do the same exact thing. Like,
right.
Michael, stop staring.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, you can't see for sure who he's looking at in the video, but that's the title of it, and it's funny regardless.
All I know is Bill Clinton looks more and more every time I see him like a zombie. It's very strange. He's got that, like,
dude,
sunken eyes, and
right.
His mouth is hanging open, and it's like The open mouth thing is the weird thing, is where he's...
Mouth breather.
They keep passing the camera by him. His mouth is just hanging open. It's like his tongue is almost hanging out of his mouth. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah, the lizard person behind the mask is getting fatigued.
Losing control of the flesh pod.
The flesh puppet.
Yeah.
So, more coming up here. Your calls, thoughts, welcome, of course. But we're talking about an article from photographyisnotacrime.com published today, because today the Trump web administrators apparently went right to work, and they got on the White House website and started changing
because
things.
Because they're the best team of web administrators that anyone has ever assembled.
Well, usually when you think about government, you think they are going to drag their feet and be slow on stuff. In this case, they hopped right to it and updated the website.
Do you think Trump brought in his own team?
To run the website?
Yeah, to run I'm going to need web people. I'm going to need the best web guys.
As opposed to keeping whoever was currently
on
staff?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like
he's
flushed out, so many different staff and positions. It's like, well, you might as well flush out the, government contracted web agency.
That's good. Going to the private sector. I hear he also used some private security, too, for himself.
Right.
So the bad news is, despite some of the interesting stuff that's going on today, this is not good news.
Something just struck my mind about the private security thing. Did you guys hear about the fact that the head of the NSA was to step down at the beginning of, Trump said, I guess ordinarily, not the NSA, the Secret Service. The Secret Service, the head of the Secret Service, ordinarily there's a transition, they're given time to finish out a school year if they have family or whatever. There's a transitional, typically a transitional period. And that Trump said with the head of the Secret Service.
Secret Service or NSA?
Secret Service.
Okay.
At the very beginning of the inauguration was when Trump said, during the swearing in, it wasn't even like that. That guy was not even going to be allowed to finish the inauguration service. Transfer of power was to happen during the inauguration, which is extremely, the guy's like, this is the strangest thing ever, because, I've got guys that are going to be in the field when the transfer of power is going to happen for this thing. So, basically Trump was like, you're out of here. Apparently that transfer of power happened during the inauguration of...
Yeah.
Goodbye, head of the Secret Service. You're done.
Maybe you had a bad experience with him during the campaign.
Putting my tinfoil hat on, one thing I did read was the designated survivor. If in case something happened at the inauguration, God forbid, the designated survivor was appointed by Obama.
What does that mean, designated survivor?
So the one person who's going to lead the government or who will be the new president, it's like you've probably heard of COG, continuity of government, in case a...
isn't that the vice president?
Well, if a vice president and the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State, if they all die, there has to be someone who is away from Washington, D.C.
Oh, I see.
And so the designated survivor was appointed by Obama. So, the conspiracy theory was if the New World Order or something, the shadow government wanted to get rid of Trump and, get rid of a populist candidate, something would happen there, and this person who was appointed by Obama would be president instead, and we go into martial law next Wednesday.
So nothing did happen except for some trash cans being tipped over and some windows being broken.
Yeah, I was pretty flabbergasted and disgusted that CNN was covering this story, that they made it a big thing, it would be possible that there could be an Obama person in control of the government again.
If there were an assassination.
If it just happened that they were all assassinated, bombed.
They were suggesting
Wolf Blitzer absolutely was.
Wow.
Absolutely. Unequivocally was suggesting this.
That's crazy.
It was disgusting. I mean, it was like, wow. So, yeah, I can absolutely, CNN is just, I feel like this next 4 years is going to be very bad for CNN. Very bad.
I mean, television news in general is having a tough time, whether it's CNN, Fox News. Yeah. I mean, the ratings are all dropping because people are moving to new forms of media.
Yeah. If you type in CNN is in Google, the first thing that pops up, at least currently, is fake news.
Yeah.
So the dangerous anti-police atmosphere. This is back to the White House website. This is the update. Brand new page on the White House website. The claim from Photography is Not a Crime is that this replaced a page about civil rights. The new page is called Standing Up for Our Law Enforcement Community. where the website says it proclaims that the dangerous anti-police atmosphere in America is wrong. The Trump administration will end it. The Trump administration is committed to reducing violent crime. In 2015, homicides increased by 17% in America's 50 largest cities. That's the largest increase in 25 years. In our nation's capital, killings have risen by 50%. There were thousands of shootings in Chicago last year alone. Our country needs more law enforcement, more community engagement, and more effective policing, it claims. Now, back to photography is not a crime. They comment saying that Trump's claim the homicide rate increased by 17% in the country's 50 largest cities is not exactly correct. According to a study conducted by the Brennan Center last year, which concluded that the murder rate is projected to increase by 14% in the nation's 30 largest cities. The Brennan Center for Justice, described as a nonpartisan left-leaning law and public policy institute, stated this increase is mostly a result of a 44% increase in murders in Chicago. And yes, the study does state that falling police numbers, along with poverty, are to blame for this murder spike in the Windy City. Would seem to me that the real blame there is the fact that in the Windy City, you can't defend yourself with a gun. And so, of course, the criminals are the ones who have the guns and are going to use them.
But, Ian, if we ban all guns, there won't be any gun crime, so therefore we have to ban guns, of course.
Well, I suspect that's probably not going to happen under the Trump administration, and, yeah, obviously...
And I was being sarcastic. Thankfully yeah, not. Right. Thankfully not.
Yeah. Obviously, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns, and that's the situation you have in Chicago. But isn't it true that overall murders and violent crime are down over the last few decades?
Yeah.
So, regardless, though, I mean, there's definitely an anti-police kind of atmosphere, and I think for good reason, because the police are not nice folks. They are doing evil things. They are hurting peaceful people. Now, I'm not saying all police are bad. I'm not saying that. I think that some of them are still good people who got into it for the right reasons, and that is to go after real bad guys. I think those people do exist. But we do know from doing the show over the years and having talked with former cops and a former police trainer, I specifically remember a guy we met who said that only like 10% of the recruits that he was training were what he considered to be actual quality police recruits. The rest of them, the other 90%, were what he considered to be what were called badge heavies. These are people who want to wield power for the sake of wielding power to be able to, you know, violently hurt people and get away with it. And that, to me, was a real... And this was a decade ago when he told us this, or almost a decade ago. And I suspect things have not gotten better since then. If they can even find recruits, the New Hampshire police were recently complaining because they're having a difficult time finding newbies. Because why would a young person who has seen his friends getting arrested by the police want to go ahead and become one of those people? And become hated by his former friends. Or at the very least, distrusted by them. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More from the Trump website, the new White House website that was updated during the inauguration today about the so-called Law and Order Administration. It's Free Talk Live.
Come on. The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5499. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens,
jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free right here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to try what may very well be the best pillow you'll ever use, nearly risk-free for 60 days, you can do that by going to MyPillow.com and then using code FTL. You get a special discount for Free Talk Live listeners. It is one MyPillow at half price or two for the price of one. You get 60 days to decide whether you want to keep it or send it back to them and get your money back because they stand behind their product. They believe that you're going to love MyPillow. And if you hang on to it, it'll last you for 10 years. It's got a warranty that's 10 years. It's a great product. I'm using it, have been using it since early 2016. And it's also really cool and unique because you can actually wash it in your washer and put it in the dryer. It's designed for that. It's also designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position when you go to sleep at night. It's awesome. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL like Free Talk Live. That's MyPillow.com. Code FTL to get one at half price or two for the price of one. You decide how many you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Johnson.
All right, we've been talking about the Trump transition, the inauguration happening today. And photographyisnotacrime.com reporting on the new page on the White House website, which was updated very quickly today. New page called Standing Up for Our Law Enforcement Community. And Photography is Not a Crime is rightfully dissecting some of the claims that are being made there. The major thrust here is that there's an anti-police sentiment in the United States and that the Trump administration is somehow going to put a stop to that. Continue with another quote from the page. Quote, the 2016 murder rate is projected to be 14% higher than last year in the 30 largest cities. Chicago is projected to account for 43.7% of the total increase in murders. The preliminary 2016 report identified some reasons for increasing violence in Chicago, such as falling police numbers, poverty and other forms of socioeconomic disadvantage, and gang violence. And that's the excerpt from the site. Now, photography is not a crime's comment is, however, Trump does not acknowledge that the overall crime rate in the United States are at all-time lows, as reported by the by Time last year. The Brennan Center report also stated that, quote, concerns about a national crime wave are still premature. Back to Trump's website. An increase in the murder rate is occurring in some cities, even while other forms of crime remain relatively low. Concerns about national crime wave are still premature, but these... Hold on a second. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the Brennan Center report. I apologize. That actually was not from the Trump website. In contrast, the Obama administration had a page on the White House website dedicated to civil rights, where he vowed to reduce racial bias in policing, as the Washington Post reports. 6 months into his presidency, Obama came under fire from cops throughout the country when he organized the beer summit between Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. and the Massachusetts police officer who arrested him. Cambridge Police Sergeant James Crowley was responding to a 911 call about men breaking into a house. The men turned out to be Gates, who is black, and his driver. Gates said that he had returned from an overseas trip and found his front door jammed. Crowley arrived and demanded to see proof that Gates lived at the house, which he apparently provided, but Crowley arrested him for disorderly conduct when Gates asked for his name and badge number. I remember this story. We actually reported on it here on Free Talk Live. The arrest, understandably, turned into a national controversy, which Obama tried to defuse by inviting the two men to the White House for a beer. But then polls following the beer summit indicated that white Americans disapproved of Obama's performance. That story from photographyisnotacrime.com. So back to Trump here, because I think the excerpts are actually pretty interesting from whitehouse.gov. It says here, our country needs more law enforcement, more community engagement, and more effective policing. Well, here's a suggestion for you. If you want more effective policing, how about you have the police focus on real crimes? Hey, no, that's an idea.
Yeah.
You could actually have the police investigate murder and rape and arson and property destruction. You know, crimes with an actual victim instead of drug so-called crimes. Instead of nonviolent, peaceful offenses that don't actually involve a victim. Now, Trump, of course, has not said anything about any kind of policy change in that direction that I've heard of. Now, Vincent, you paid closer attention to Trump than I have. Did he ever indicate how he felt about marijuana, for instance, as a decrim or legalization?
Not from what I saw. I saw his stance was similar to Clinton's. Obviously, not like a hard. It wasn't a hardline stance. It was when he was in New Hampshire and I attended one of his rallies, he did talk about New Hampshire's heroin problem and drugs coming in, but he didn't. Yeah, so I haven't heard much about him loosening up. Maybe at one mention of leaving it to the states to decide, because I don't remember hearing him like object to when, I think it was, the cycle Maine voted for marijuana legalization. I didn't hear him object to that, so I don't, it's not, obviously he's not the best for marijuana, but, you know, it certainly could have been worse.
Well, the question is, will they leave it alone? Will they leave the states alone who are going through the legalization process right now? We know that Maine is just a few days away from implementation of the new law that was passed by the voters, Massachusetts also, and then also Nevada, and California, I believe, is the other one. So we'll see. I mean, time will tell here. Going on, though, he says, supporting law enforcement, again from WhiteHouse.gov, supporting law enforcement means supporting our citizens' ability to protect themselves. We will uphold American Second Amendment rights at every level of our judicial system. Now, that's one that I agree with, if indeed that it is true. And so if people are allowed to defend themselves in a place like Chicago, that would make a huge difference to the violent crime that's happening there. And then he goes on to talk about the border wall, which, of course, has nothing to do with any kind of threat to the police. So, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I do have a three-minute cut of the Trump speech that might give a little flavor of what it was like from the Washington Post. I haven't seen it, So I'd like to at the very least, get a taste of that. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And then, Johnson, you've got a related story about one of the outgoing Obama executives,
mm-hmm.
Loretta Lynch, who was, the current attorney general.
Yeah. Yep, and signed an interesting order on the way out.
Yeah, so we'll get into that coming up here in the second hour of the program. And then in other related news, you got another Trump appointee. This is, so some of the bad stuff, one of them is that he, you know, just loves the cops and is obviously going to be funneling more federal money towards likely more militarization of the police. And then you got Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of the Treasury, a man named Steve Mnuchin. He said at his Senate confirmation hearing Thursday that he would like to increase the size of the Internal Revenue Service. Apparently, it's not large enough. Mnuchin said that while some have questioned, including himself, the number of employees at the IRS, that he would consider increasing the size of the labor force. He said, quote, the IRS headcount has gone down quite dramatically, almost 30% over the last number of years. I don't think there's any other government agency that has gone down 30%, especially for an agency that collects revenues. This is something that I'm concerned about. Vincent, what do you think about this?
I was going to say, do you remember when Ted Cruz, when during the primaries, he said he was going to abolish the IRS? This made me think about that. You know, I haven't really looked into it. I think that's a terrible idea. I think that's absolutely terrible with all these. Somewhere I even read a few months ago there were too many employees, right? It was oversaturated. And like some of these, like with the EPA and a lot of these government agencies, the employees are either extremely incompetent or there's just too many. And it's like, you know, some of these companies that have like a million different vice presidents with huge salaries, but none of them do anything. Mm-hmm. It's exactly like that. And, you know, that's part of the appeal I had of Trump, who said he was going to cut off that excess fat, I think it's the expression in English, of the government. And so, yeah, I don't know where the hell this guy is coming from, but, you know, I'm somewhat disappointed with this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, you're independent enough to be able to, you know, not accept whatever it is they're force-feeding you from this this Trump administration.
No, yeah, I don't see it as a golden calf, you know. I mean, I'd be disappointed if he breaks his promises, you know. So, and I kept saying, I'll wait till he gets into office
right.
And see. And, you know, so now he's in office, so now I will see and see if
we will indeed.
I'll be extremely disappointed or
Johnson.
Not.
It's like draining the swamp, only this time it's like draining the soup. It's when you take that fat layer off the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh yeah. That's nasty. So I guess we'll find out on this. He did say that, quote, perhaps the IRS just started with way too many people. I'm concerned about the staffing of the IRS. You know, it is interesting that during the Obama administration, some of these things, some bureaucracies did get cut. The FCC, one of my least favorite government bureaucracies, actually had a bunch of offices get shut down. Several of them, like they have certain like regional offices all around the country, and they literally just slashed them during the Obama administration. So why that happened, I don't know. Like, it's not typical for government to reduce its size, but the FCC, it actually happened. They literally closed entire regional offices of it. So now they have like half as many, which is a good thing because it makes it harder for them to respond to things like pirate radio operators in various different parts of the country. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can join us. Coming up here, your thoughts, welcome. Hour number two on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.